We'll tell you how to win it later in the program. But now let's have some laughs with our stars, Bud Abbott and Lou Costello.
All right, here I am. What's that book you're carrying under your arm?
It's a mystery book.
A mystery book?
That's a book.
You're no kidding.
Yes.
What's the name of it?
It's entitled, Who Buried the Electric Light Bulb or Masters in a Cold, Cold Ground?
Shame on you reading mystery books. Well, why don't you read something educational?
I read that stuff, too.
You do?
I went to the library, and I got a book called The Science of Molecular Atomic Radar Activity as Related to Super Destructive Propane Quality, and there's only one thing I don't understand about the book.
And what's that?
Why they let a dope like me take it out of the library.
You know, my dad, how are you coming with your music lessons? Are you making any progress?
Abbott, I'll have you know that I've been working on a musical composition for over 3 years, but there's one place where I get stuck.
One place you get stuck?
Get stuck in one place?
Well, go ahead and play it on the organ. Try it out. Maybe I can help you. Tell me when you come to the place where you get stuck. Eh?
Okay.
All right, now you go ahead over to the organ there. Well, go ahead.
I can't. That's where I'm stuck.
Yeah, dummy, you'll never amount to anything. Why don't you go into business and try to make some money?
I am in business, Abbott. I got an invention that the kids will go crazy about. It's a chocolate-covered hard-boiled egg on a stick.
A chocolate-covered hard-boiled egg on a stick?
It's called the yolksicle.
Yolk. Costello, the inefficiency of your cranial matter is so minute as to practically border on the non-existent.
That's a good suggestion, Abbott, but I'll fry mine in deep fat.
Now, Costello, I'm trying to tell you that you're dumb, you're ignorant, you're stupid. You've been stupid all your life.
I have not. I'm a very smart baby. Here. Look at this picture of me with my nurse when I was only 2 years old.
Wait a minute. There's something wrong with this picture. The nurse is sitting on your lap.
That shows you how smart I was when I was only 2 years old.
And now the scene, sir. The Abbott and Costello Kid Show, 10-year-old Anna Mae Slaughter. To say for us today.
I'd like to do a number that I think will be a big hit underneath the arches.
That's wonderful.
I think so too.
Underneath the arches, I dream my dreams away. Underneath the arches, on cobblestone and hay, every night you find me. Happy when the daylight comes creeping, holding the dawn, sleeping when it's raining, and sleeping when it's fine, I hear the train rattling by above. Statement is my pillow, no matter where it's lay. Underneath the arches, I dream my dreams away. Underneath the arches, on cobblestone and hay, every night you'll find me, tired out and worn, happy when the daylight comes creeping, when the dawn comes raining, and sleeping when it's fine, I hear the train rattling by above. Statement is my pillow, no matter where it's laid. Underneath the arches, I dream of my dreams away. Today's star is a favorite of kids all over the country. I'll bet every kid listening in and every kid in this audience is one of his fans. This man's name is Dick Temple, but you kids know him as America's famous fighting cowboy, Red Ryder.
Hi, kids, and thanks, Johnny. And now, kids, how would you like to meet the boy that plays the part of Little Beaver in the Red Ryder series? You would? Okay, I've got a big surprise for you. Little Beaver is played by your old pal, the announcer of the Abbott and Costello Kids Show, Johnny McGovern.
Welcome, you Red Ryder. You think I'll meet you in Paleface. Sneak him up behind you. Be careful, Red Ryder.
I will.
Be careful, Red Ryder. You see him peeking Paleface from coming up and behind him. Behind him, you him.
What kind of talk is that?
Now look, Johnny, that's not a nice thing to say about me. I'm your pal calling me a Paleface.
Well, I don't think he meant you, Costello. When Johnny said Paleface, he was pointing to Mr. Abbott.
Well, that's different. You can call him Paleface. He's got a pail just like a bucket. I mean, he's got a face like a pail. And his nose looks like a muff head.
All right, never. That's enough. Enough of the insult.
You look him very bad him today. Pink Rider. I'm his little beaver.
Look, never mind the insult, Costello.
Look, Red Ryder, how about you and I and Costello doing a little Red Ryder program for the kids?
Hey, you got an idea. That's fine, bud. All right. Let's say that the three of us are traveling across the Mojave Desert looking for a lost gold mine. All right, come on, Costello. Get those pack mules up here. It's getting dark and this is bad man's territory.
Okay, Red. Come on, Jerk Jack. Come on, Jack. Come on, Jenny. Giddy up.
Costello, what's the idea of having those mules' tails tied together?
There's a couple of gophers following, and they like to skip rope.
Those are nice mules you've got there, Costello.
Yes. The little one's name is Jenny. She's cute. Come here, Jenny, and give Abbott a kiss. Sure cools you off, don't it?
Now, look, Costello, behave yourself. We've got to get to the gulch and make camp before dark.
You know, I think we're lost now. I don't see any sign of a trail.
Hey, Abbott, look. There's a big rock over there with some writing on it. What does it say?
What does it say, Costello? Can't you read it?
No. I can read reading, but I can't read writing.
Well, get out of the way. Let's see. Hey, it says, under this stone lies Billy the Kid.
Abbott, it's a good thing we come along. Come on, help me move the stone. We've got to get the kid out of there.
No.
Now, hold it, partner. The kid's not under there. The inscription says this rock marks the spot where Billy the Kid fell in 1861.
No wonder he fell. I nearly tripped over the darn thing myself.
You know, Abbott, I think the heat of the desert is affecting Costello's mind. We haven't had a drop of water to drink in 24 hours. We've got to find a water hole.
Look, Abbott. Is that a lake over there, or am I seeing a garage?
Not... Look, Lou, not garage. The word is mirage.
That's silly. Mirage is what my mother puts on top of her pies. Lemon mirage pies.
No, you don't mean mirage. You mean meringue.
Meringue?
Yeah.
That's what we use in our house instead of butter.
You use meringue?
Yeah, all your margarine meringue. The slippery stuff, too.
Look, boys, I don't want to frighten you, but I'm afraid we're lost. Lost in this trackless desert. We've got to climb up to the top of that rocky plateau, and then we may be able to find our bearings.
What would our bearings be doing up there?
Oh, be quiet and follow Red and me.
I was quiet and followed Red and you. Now, look, well, I am. I'm lost.
All right, quiet, Costello. I'll climb up the rocks first, and I'll drop your line.
Thanks, Red, and I'll write to you, too. How long do you expect to be gone, Red?
I'm cold. I think I'm getting a chill.
There's an Indian. Grab his blanket.
I wonder what kind of an Indian that is. Look what it says on his blanket. Cleveland.
Did you ever hear the Cleveland Indians? You know, Abbott, I'm thirsty, too, and I got to have something to drink.
Well, here, Costello. Take a little sip of this homemade cactus juice.
Okay. Hey, this stuff is killing me.
Can't understand that. That cactus juice was made personally by the Blackfeet Indians.
They must have left one of their feet in it. It's kicking me in the stomach.
Hey, it's getting dark. getting so dark, I can't see a thing.
Boys, I think I found the entrance to an old deserted gold mine. I'll just stick in my arm right through this opening. Mighty cold and damp in there.
Get your hand out of my mouth.
Hey, look, Ryder. I think I see some gold shining right in front of me.
Say, you're right, bud. I see that gold, too.
Well, here, I'll dig that out with my knife.
Thank you, Red Rider, for coming on the Abbott and Costello Kid Show today.
Well, you don't have to thank me, bud. My business is entertaining kids, and this has really been an opportunity. You know, I understand this show is broadcast to kids all over the world.
That's right, Red. And I'm sure you've made a lot of new friends today. And thanks again. You're a swell guy, Red Rider.
Thanks, all.
Well, now for our quiz game, Bubble or Nothing. Each kid in the audience gets a piece of Bergen's Better Bubble Gum and a pocket full of Charlie McCarthy money. We have 10 kids on the stage, chosen from the studio audience. They're all chewing Bergen's Better Bubble Gum. The kid who blows the biggest bubble in 10 seconds gets a special prize. Every kid who blows a bubble gets to be a contestant. Those who don't blow bubbles get nothing. So let's go with Bubble or Nothing.
Well, the contestants are chewing their Bergen's Bubble Gum. On the count of three, the gong will ring, and they will start blowing. Are you ready, kids? One, two, three. Come on.
Well, there they go. All the kids come
out. Every one of them.
Bergen's Bubble Gum. Come on.
A better Bergen's Bubble Gum.
Look at the size of the bubbles today. Wow.
Let me put you down now. You'll all get a prize later on.
The one kid over here is stuck. Where's the two?
It's all over her face.
Here's the... Well, little fella and little girl, you both won the contest here for blowing the biggest bubble. Can't get out of your mouth yet, honey? Huh? You got all over your fingers now, haven't you? What's your name, sweetie?
Betty Lou.
Betty Lou. What'd you do with your teeth? Where are they? They fall out?
Mm-hmm.
They fall out, huh? Betty Lou what? What's the last name?
Matthias.
Matthias. I want everybody to... How old are you, Betty?
Six.
You like the little boy on your right?
Yeah.
Would you like to go study with him?
No.
Okay. Would you like to go study with the little girl?
No.
You mean you don't like blondes?
No.
Why?
Because.
You see what I mean? He don't like blondes because. Okay. Betty, you won the contest for blowing the biggest bubble for girls. Therefore, you win this whole case of delicious vacuum-packed tins of circus peanuts. And after the show, each kid in the audience will get a big bag of these swell circus peanuts. It's a gift from you to them. And the little boy over here, he won the contest. What's your name?
Leo.
Leo what?
Victor.
Leo Victor. I want everybody to know that Leo Victor was on a radio show today. You live here. How old are you, Leo?
Six.
Good. You live here in Los Angeles? Where do you live?
More
parts? That's good. Now, here we go. You're the boy that blew the biggest bubble. Therefore, you get the swell radio from the Burbank Radio and Appliance Company in Burbank, California. To get from Mr. Latham to you. And Leo, for blowing such a big extra bubble, we give you this Revo Target Top. The Revo Target Top is a fascinating new toy made by Revo of Pasadena. That's for you. And wait a minute, Leo. I think we got something else right over here. This is a sterling silver ring with your name engraved. And it comes from the California House of Schrager, from Norman Schrager to you. The beautiful sterling silver ring. What's your name, Leo? Go in a box and pick out your name, Leo. Go right in there and pick it right up. And now we have the next contestant over here, and is she pretty? Oh, she's gorgeous. Come right over here, sweetheart. First of all, honey, I want to ask you your name.
Sarah.
Sarah? Now, what's your last name?
Sarah.
Could you just a little louder, Sarah?
Sarah. Mitchell.
Well, that's a very nice name, and I like it. Who gave you that name?
My mama.
Well, I think your mama gave you a very beautiful name. How old are you, Sarah?
Seven.
You're 7 years old. Well, Sarah, you're very cute. Where'd you get the pigtails? Mama fixed them up, too?
Yeah.
Looks very cute. Now, here's your question, Sarah. What do you usually find inside of a milk bottle?
Nothing.
You usually find nothing inside of a milk bottle?
No.
Does the milkman deliver milk to your house?
Yes.
When he brings you the milk bottles, what's in it?
Nothing.
Well, you better get your mama after that milkman, because that guy's delivering you milk with nothing in it. That must be real pasteurized milk. It goes right past your eyes, and that's it. Well, honey,
that might, but I guess you're right, because if the milkman brings you milk and there's nothing in the bottles, that must be the right answer for you. So therefore, I'm going to send you over to Mr. Abbott, sir, and he's going to give you a beautiful gift.
Well, come over here, dear. And look, we have for you a whole box of famous chocolate milkshake bars made by the Hollywood Candy Company. And every month for the next year, we will send you another box of these swell bars. And after the show, each kid in the audience gets a chocolate milkshake bar from you.
Well, we're up.
There's a little kid here. He cuts his hair right now the way I used to cut mine when I was his size. How old are you?
9 years old.
What's your name?
Leonard.
Leonard. Last name?
Miller.
Leonard Miller. Where are you from, Leonard?
From New Jersey, and came out here about 3 years ago.
You're from New Jersey and you came out here 3 years ago and you liked it so well you stayed here?
Yeah.
Whereabouts in New Jersey?
Bayonne.
You know I'm a Patterson boy? I was born and raised in Patterson, New Jersey. That's a stone's throw from Bayonne. Well, anyway, here's your question. Don't look at this. Don't look at it. That's cheating. Now, here's your question. How many guns do you hear in a 21-gun salute?
None.
None. None, huh? Why?
I'm using squirt guns.
Well, here's the sensational new Hollywood reflex camera. Now you can take perfect pictures. And also for you and each contestant on our show, we have a set of the famous Flowball little jewel pens.
Well, I have to get on my knees for the next little girl. How old are you?
5 years old.
You're very pretty blonde.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What's your name?
Donna Claire Long.
Donna Claire Long, and you're 5 years old.
Yes.
Where do you live, Donna?
In Chicago.
Chicago? Well, it looks like you have a lot of friends out there. What are you doing in California, Donna?
Oh, we're just out here for our vacation.
You're just out here for your vacation?
Mm-hmm.
And you're 5 years old?
Yes.
And you talk like this, huh?
Yes.
I think there's a place in motion pictures for you. Oh, laughing, huh? I like that laugh. As long as we're talking about laughing, I'm going to ask you a question, Donna. What kind of an animal gives a horse laugh? What kind of an animal gives a horse laugh?
A baby horse.
Well, that's good enough for me. Sandy, that's good enough for me. And that, now, that's the right answer. I'm going to have that. Now, how does a baby horse laugh? The little baby horse jumps up, and how does it go when it? How's it laugh when it jumps? Did you ever see Abbott and Costello in pictures?
No.
You can cut that to yourself, Lou.
Huh?
Not too many.
Oh, but you've seen us in pictures. But not too many.
No.
When you go to see Abbott and I, do you laugh? You laugh? Will you see our pictures?
No.
Well, if the pictures was funny, how would you laugh? Well, Donna, I'm going to send you over to Mr. Abbott because I think he got a very fine gift for you, and you're a swell little girl, and you talk wonderful. Okay, Donna. Donna,
we've got company for you to take back to Chicago with you. You win this pedigreed Ideal Cocker Spaniel puppy.
Oh.
And a 6-month supply of Wilson's Ideal Dog Food. Ideal feeds your dog in 7 ways.
Oh.
And here is your Ideal puppy.
Here you are, Donna. Take that back to Chicago with you. Well, here's our next contestant over here. Another little guy. How old are you?
6 and a half.
6 and a half years old. What's your name?
Ray.
Ray. And your last name?
Michael Finhorn.
What was that?
Raymond Michael Schermerhorn.
Raymond Michael Schermerhorn? All right, Raymond Michael Schermerhorn, here's your question. Now, listen to this one, because this is a very difficult question. This is a hard one. Who usually sets off a burglar alarm?
My father.
I don't know.
Better you keep quiet, Lou.
You kids are killing me. Well, Mike, are you from Los Angeles? Where are you from?
I'm from Virginia.
Virginia? Way back in Virginia? Whereabouts in Virginia? Hmm?
I don't know.
You know, just Virginia, huh? It's just the state of Virginia. That's good. Now, here's another question. What kind of fruit is used to make tomato soup?
My father.
Your father makes tomato soup? Now, listen, this is a hard question. What kind of fruit is used to make tomato soup? Tomato soup.
Tomatoes.
Yes,
I got it. Right. You win a whole year's supply of famous Jack and Jill ice cream made by Bressler Brothers Ice Cream Company. And after the show, each kid in the audience gets an ice cream cone. And I want all of you kids listening to watch for the Abbott and Costello Giant Ice Cream Cone, because when you buy a giant cone, you are helping the Luke Costello Youth Foundation. Now, wait a minute. Because you've been such a swell little boy, Ray, we've got an extra prize for you. What do you have here? Two pairs of Ranch Camp blue jeans and a Ranch Camp cowboy hat from the Howard Orange Supply Company of Los Angeles. It's all yours. Take it home.
Now, honey, on account of we got to go extra fast, I'm just going to ask you how old you are.
11.
11, and you're very beautiful, and I want you to walk over to Miss Abbott right away and say to Miss Abbott, give me my prize. Go right over and say that. Quick.
All right.
Give him her prize.
Joe Rudnick's Sporting Goods Shop in Beverly Hills, here's a beautiful pair of shiny ball bear rollers.
How do you like them? Take them right home with you.
Announced that each week we're sending 1,000 pieces of Bergen's Better Bubblegum and a load of Charlie McCarthy money to the kids at some orphanage or home. Well, kids, how did you like Bubble or Nothing? And now we present the Lou Costello Jr. Youth Foundation Award. This award is given each week to a boy or girl 16 years of age or younger. You, the listener, select this winner by writing a letter to Abbott and Costello, Hollywood, California, telling of a good deed or act of heroism done by some boy or girl. The letters are judged by our board of directors, and the winner receives many valuable prizes. The winner of this week's award is 4-year-old Patsy Mae Cummings of Raven Glen Farm, Route 45, Illinois.
Wait a minute, Johnny. Take it easy for a minute. Are you sure you read that right? A 4-year-old girl?
Well, that's what it says here, Mr. Abbott.
And, Johnny, that is correct, too. Little Patsy Mae Cummings is just 4 years old. I know it doesn't sound possible for a 4-year-old girl to perform a civic good deed, which would entitle her to the Lou Costello Jr. Youth Foundation Award.
Well, come on. Come tell us what this little 4-year-old girl did.
I certainly will. Little Patsy Mae Cummings lived with her mother and her 13-month-old baby brother in a trailer on a farm in Illinois. A few weeks ago at 8 o'clock in the evening, Mrs. Cummings, who operates a dairy farm, put little Patsy Mae and her infant brother James to bed in the trailer. Then they went out to deliver the milk, leaving the two children asleep.
Too bad. She's burned to the ground. It was a nice trailer, too.
My baby! My baby! Oh, my fluid baby!
Now, calm yourself, lady. Are those your babies?
Kathy Mae! Jimmy! You're safe!
You're all right, Mommy.
Well, your trailer burned to the ground, lady, but those things go up awful fast.
Oh, well, it's a shame we had to lose our home, but my babies are safe. I don't know how to thank you for saving their lives. Thank goodness you got here in time.
Lady, I didn't save the babies. When we got here, the trailer was nearly completely burned out, and that little girl was sitting right where she is now with the baby in her arms.
Patsy Mae! Honey, how did you manage to get the baby out?
Well, I heard a noise and everything was on fire. And the baby was crying, it was getting awful hot. And so I picked Jimmy up and brought him out there.
That's a remarkable child you have. Most cocks that size would have been so scared they probably wouldn't have been able to get out of that trailer themselves, let alone carry a baby out. And if this little girl hadn't carried that baby out when she did, he would surely have been burned to death.
Oh, Patsy Mae, I'm so proud of you.
So you see, kid, if you don't get excited and lose your heads when disaster threatens you, you can most always come out of it all right. Little Patsy Mae Cummings did, and she's only 4 years old.
And I think Patsy Mae Cummings really deserves the Lou Costello Jr. Youth Foundation Award. What do you think, kid?
Well, Johnny, Now, you go ahead and give the youngest member on our honor roll our award.
The Custy Made Cummings for this week's Loose Ox Junior Youth Foundation Award. And here are your prizes. First, a beautiful, glorious one. This is a solid gold 17 jewel bloom, engraved from Hutt and Lou. Next, a beautiful alligator leather personal radio from David's Industrial Gloves of Springfield, Ohio. Now you can have your radio with you wherever you go. From the K Jewelry Stores of America, a beautiful compact and a stunning necklace and bracelet. And a super streamlined airflow Monarch bicycle. This is a Monarch Super Deluxe, America's most beautiful bicycle. A complete set of all the medals of the Presidents of the United States in a beautiful leatherette case presented by one of America's leading coin concerns, the Numismatic Gallery of Beverly Hills. And a beautiful Schomburg Carlson radio, the world's finest. And a gift from you to your mother, the sensational Lou Kirby, the nearest thing to push-button house cleaning. And another gift to your mother, a complete service foray of Franciscan ware made by Gliding McBean and Company.
You, Patsy May Cummings, was this week's Lou Costello Jr. Youth Foundation Trophy for Good Citizenship. This is a beautifully engraved gold trophy made by Dodge Incorporated, largest manufacturer of trophies in the world.
The Lou Costello Jr. Youth Foundation Award is given each week to a boy or girl for a civic good deed. Anyone can write a letter nominating a boy or girl. Just write to Abbott and Costello, Hollywood, California. Simply tell the story of an outstanding good deed or act of heroism by a boy or girl 16 years of age or younger.
Well, kids, that's all for today.
That's right, Bud, but we'll be back next Saturday with another great star and the award for some deserving boy or girl. And lots of fun for all you kids. So long till next Saturday.
And remember, you can nominate a winner by writing a letter to Abbott and Costello, Hollywood, California. Don't miss the regular Abbott and Costello show on Wednesday night. Patsy May Cummings and her mother were portrayed by Don Bender and Lois Corbett. Right, the government speaking. The Abbott and Costello Kids Show is produced overseas from facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service and is transcribed in Hollywood, written and produced by Eddie Foreman and directed by Hartfield Weedy.